I speak to you in the name of one God who creates us, redeems us, and sustains us. Amen. Amen. Now, I know it's a little unusual for an Episcopal church, but yes, we do have Bibles in our pew, and I'm going to ask you to pull them out, share with your neighbor. It's the black book in the pew. And I want you to turn to John 13. So the Gospel of John, chapter 13, which is a little bit before what we were reading today, but there is a point to this exercise. By the way, the Gospel of John is like in the last quarter-ish, maybe even a little bit further back, right? So John 13, and then I'm looking for verses 34 and 35. I don't know what page, because my Bible is not your Bible, but if somebody has it, 144 in the New Testament. Yes, that is a very good point. Anne, did you find it? Can you stand up and read it for us, loud with your teacher voice? They will know you are my disciples if you have love for one another. And my apologies to the choir. I'm sorry, those of you at home, it's harder to play along today. So I'm sorry. And I also realized I did not tell those who were filming that I was going from the aisle. So my apologies to you also. But back to what Jesus has to say. Everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Now you can say, Reverend Rachel, this isn't what we read today. I'll say you're right. But if you were here last week and heard Reverend Michelle's sermon, which was on the 21 verses before what we read today, she had told you that what we were reading happens immediately after the Last Supper. Jesus has washed the feet of everyone. Judas has left to go betray Jesus. And now here we are with Jesus giving instruction to his disciples about what is going to happen, because he knows what's going to happen. And he's telling them how it is they are going to continue on without him. So, and I'm just going to give you a preview. Next week, we jump to chapter 17, and we're going to be, that's the end of what's called his farewell discourse, because, you know, theologians love to give a little title to everything. So, but the start of it is that in John 13, 34 and 35, where Jesus gives a new commandment that we need to love. Now, last week we heard as Jesus is telling the apostles, the disciples, how it is they're going to go on without him. He says, don't let your hearts be troubled, and that he will go to prepare a place for them. And then we get what we hear today in verses 18 through 21, where Jesus says he is going to send the advocate, the Spirit, who is going to be with them and will abide with them. Now, a thing about the Spirit, or the advocate. So our translation goes with advocate, but there are many ways you can translate this word from Greek, and the one that I actually like is the comforter. I will send you the comforter who will be with you as you go out into the world as followers of Jesus. You will not be alone. You will have an advocate. You will have the Spirit. You will have a comforter who is with you. Jesus says all of this, and in fact, chapters 13 through 17 of John are really about discipleship, which is, quite frankly, our call as Christians each and every day. It is what we are supposed to be because of our baptism. And so we get these three readings that happen before Easter about after Easter as we are living into this resurrection life. We celebrated 6 weeks ago Jesus being raised from the dead, and we spend the following 7 weeks saying, okay, so then what? And our so then what is how are we going to follow the God we love and who loves us? And what Jesus is saying in these chapters is that you and I are called as disciples of Jesus to embody God's love. Everything comes back to that love. How is it that you and I love the world around us? Those we like and those we don't like. How is it the disciples are going to go out and love those who have never heard the word of Jesus and will give their life for that? How is it that the disciples, which we hear in Acts, didn't always get along so well with each other, but yet figured out how to continue on in community? And how is it that people will know them as followers of Jesus? And I believe that Jesus talking about love, this is my commandment, that you love one another. Love, yes, is this feeling that we have in our heart, but Jesus isn't talking about the feeling. Jesus is talking about love as an action. As Christians, we can't just hold it in here. As disciples of Jesus, we are called to take that love out into the world, just as he was telling his disciples in that upper room. And quite frankly, Jesus has already been our advocate. Jesus has already been our comforter. And as he goes back to be with God the Father, Jesus leaves us this advocate that will continue on to keep us steeped in Jesus's message of love. And it brings us to question, as I said, how do we follow today? Now the vestry, and for those of you who may be visiting with mom and don't know what a vestry is, that is our fancy Episcopal term for our board, who do all of the administrative and financial decisions for the church. So our vestry this year has been focused on discipleship. We have been talking about what does it mean for our congregation, and quite frankly, for our parish writ large, to be followers of Jesus. How are we taking our love from inside these four walls and taking it out into the world, which is where we are called to be? Do our actions not just reflect what we believe, but do they speak to what they believe? Do they know what we are doing is because of our faith? And that's sometimes hard, right? But do we take the opportunity to talk about our faith even when it is given to us? So how is it that we are to be disciples? I'm going to keep it short today. I can think of four other things I should add on, but I'm giving you three things. You know, the old three-point sermon, we don't do those anymore. But there are three ways that you can practice your discipleship and for you to take them into your week. The first is prayer. Maybe you have a set prayer time. Maybe it's when you wake up or when you're going to bed. Maybe it's when you're getting on the 405 and you realize you're starting to white knuckle it because of the people and the lane next to you, but you know, you probably, hopefully, have a designated prayer time. And if you don't, I encourage you to set one. Set an alarm on your phone so every day at noon or whenever it is, you can just stop and have a moment with God. Because I believe prayer is like going to the gym, flat out. The more you do it, the stronger you get. The more you do it, the more it changes your life. And I just don't mean emotionally. I believe prayer does strengthen us physically. Prayer connects us in ways far beyond what we can understand or imagine. So our discipleship must be grounded in prayer. And the second thing that our disciples should be grounded in is in our scripture. This is my seminary Bible. It's about ready for duct tape at this point. Should have, anyway. But do we ground ourselves in God's word? Do we actually take time to study, to sit with what Jesus has told us? Aaron's like, what is she doing out of the pulpit? It is very confusing. I understand. But are we taking time to sit with God's word? Now, how many of you take home your forward day by day? So if you don't know, there's this great little booklet at either of the doors called The Forward Day by Day, and it gives you readings for the day, and it has thoughts on those readings. I know many people either keep it by their bedside or in another room of the house where they might get some quiet time away from everybody else. I'm just saying. But The Forward Day by Day is a way for you to engage the Word of God daily. Or maybe you just pick up your Bible and see where it falls open and sit with that. But we need to be grounded in Scripture. We need to be grounded in what Jesus tells us. And the last way that we engage our discipleship is to be community. To be community connected by the Advocate. To be community connected by the Comforter. Because this is truly what the vestry has been talking about. Are we visible, and not just visible, but vocal about why we do what we do? Take, for example, Laundry Love, which is coming up this week on Wednesday. You can go down to, I forget what we are now, Wash and Go. And you can go and help do laundry. And gosh, you're going to feel good at the end of the night. Did something good for someone else. Aren't we happy about that? And that's important. But why do we go and do laundry? What is the purpose of that? It is a justice issue. When we go and we give people clean clothes, then we are giving them, as our baptismal covenant says, we are respecting the dignity of every human being. We are allowing people to go about their lives with a dignity that in our culture comes with clean clothing. And that's important. And that's just one example about how we need to tie our faith to our action and be able to verbalize, to vocalize, to understand in the spiritual, faithful sense why what we are doing is a part of our discipleship. So being in community within these walls and outside of these walls with people we know and we don't know, with the neighbors we like and especially with the neighbors we don't like, with those who we agree with and those we disagree with, we need to be faithful disciples. Because as disciples, we live in hope that is grounded in that love. We live in hope and not in fear and not in anger and not in indignation, all of which tear community apart. We choose a different path. We choose the path of Jesus, which is grounded in God's love and gives us hope when we feel that we are in despair and we do not have more to go or more to do. When our discipleship is running us ragged, we turn back to that never-ending stream of God's love. And through prayer and scripture and community, we get regrounded and refilled to go out and do the work that we have been called to do. At St. Cross, our vestry all know that our goal, as our tagline says, is to believe and to serve and to belong. To believe and to serve and to belong. And we do those grounded in prayer and scripture and in community. And so as you go into this week, you know, I've been big on homework lately, right? How many of you read Acts 2 weeks ago? Good job. You guys even emailed me to make sure you got it right. Okay, I'm going to give you another one. There will not be a pop quiz. But this week, go home. John 13, 34 through 35. You got the start of it. You all found it. And I want you to read through chapter 17. Read the entire farewell discourse. Listen to what Jesus is calling to you as a disciple of Christ. And remember that Jesus gave us this new commandment, the commandment that is so foundational to our faith, that we love one another as God loves us, and that by this love, everyone will know that we are followers of Jesus, if we just have love for one another. Amen.